The St. Regis series had to look for a new home after the Deer Valley Resort announced late last year they would not renew their contract with the Institute. They were producing their own outdoor series. At a sponsor party on Wednesday, Terry Orr announced the 8 dates, and maybe 9, set for their summer series. She said they're hopeful the series can take place on the athletic fields near Quinn's Junction.
We have been working very hard to find an alternative venue. As you can imagine, it's pretty tricky in a town that's booked as much as we are in the summer and that has so many construction projects in the summer to make up for the rest of the time when they can't do construction. So we have had an approval, a first round of approval, to use the Quinn's Fields. And what that will take is a public hearing. And that is, I believe, going to be scheduled for May 3rd.
Orr said the concerts on their schedule will not clash with athletic events at the fields, except for one show on July 13th.
The only show that can't be there is the July 13th show, because that doesn't – there are extreme, super-de-duper, whatever those competitions are.
Okay. The shows, you say, will be pop-up. So what do you mean like that? I mean, putting on a show for a couple thousand people isn't like just popping up your tent trailer.
Well, but it's not our venue, and it doesn't have a built-in stage. So we're going to have to pop up the experience for 9 times this summer.
So you will be building a stage each time, or how does that work?
Building or renting. You know, there are some stages that are really, like when there's a show on the bottom of Main Street, and there's the big truck that's a stage, and it comes all rigged and ready to go. So we're still exploring the best way to have a stage.
She said they're still working on the details and layout.
There are different reasons and values to have the people sitting on one field or another, where the stage orients, where the power is at that facility. It's just a whole new bag of tricks.
Yeah, and that means you're bringing in all of the porta potties and concessions as well?
All of it.
She said they still haven't decided what concessions would be part of the series.
Well, you know, food trucks are one of those things that are have a bit of controversy around them, so we don't really know where we're headed with concessions. Not opposed to that idea at all, but we don't know what we're doing with all that yet.
And would you be able to sell beer, or people would be able to bring their own alcohol in, or it's a big part of the summer concerts. Right?
Well, and that was a big reason why we landed where we did, is because there are a whole lot of places where that wouldn't have worked, and a lot of other fields in the community where that wouldn't have worked. Our folks like to picnic and have a nice evening. I don't know about the selling. That's something we're still exploring. But yes, you can still bring your own beverages and your own picnic.
Orr said there will certainly be differences with the shows occurring on a flat field rather than the slopes at Deer Valley.
We will still have between 800 and 1,000 of those short-legged chairs, because we have our sponsors and we have folks who want to buy those reserve seats as well. So that will still be a part of it. Our sweet spot in the summertime is about 2,500 people.
Another complication is that they cannot leave the stage set up in place between shows.
Well, we really can't, you know. Those fields are used all the time, and the things that we're doing, this is going to be a very expensive summer for us, because those things have to be rented over and over again.
And that's, I guess, where I was getting to. I mean, do ticket prices stay the same?
We are leaving our ticket prices the same, and we are looking for additional sponsors this year.
We asked Orr if it's worth it to keep Big Stars Bright Nights going this summer with this Herculean effort. She said they have to.
You know, this series is half of our annual budget. We really didn't have a choice. You know, we were going to be doing something. And doing it indoors at the Eccles Center was certainly a conversation. It's only 1,200 seats. And, of course, there's no can opener to open the roof to see the sky at night. And it's on school property, so there would be no adult beverages with your picnic. And it'd be hard to get up and dance around with your friends. And the whole idea of having it happen in the summer, though not impossible, was not desirable.
She said ticket sales start on Friday, even if their programs in a worst-case scenario might take place indoors at the Eccles Center. She said they've planned how to accommodate their levels of ticket buyers.
The format for the seating will be the same as it was before. So the first few rows will be sponsors. Then those rows that are available for reserved will still be the same. And then the lawn is the lawn. So if we ended up in Eccles, it would be the front section would be sponsors. Then where the jump is, those next few rows would be reserved. And then after that would be as if the lawn.
Terry Orr, director of the Park City Institute. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.